Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Crap, I'll forget. Unless I Write It Down by M. Day Sabuj is a humorous blank notebook journal positioned as both a practical memory aid and a gag gift. Published in a paperback format with lined pages, it is designed for people who want a simple place to record reminders, notes, thoughts, and everyday tasks before they are forgotten. The book belongs to the low-content journal and novelty gift category rather than traditional nonfiction, and its appeal comes from combining utility with self-aware humor about aging and forgetfulness, based on its listing and related search results. The intended audience includes seniors, older adults, retirees, parents, grandparents, co-workers, and friends who enjoy lighthearted gifts with a practical use. Its central purpose is not to teach a system for memory improvement, but to provide an accessible writing space that encourages habitually writing things down. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a blank line notebook built around everyday memory support. The core function of this book is straightforward. It offers a blank line space for writing things down before they are forgotten. That makes it useful for quick reminders, to-do lists, errands, phone numbers, appointments, and stray thoughts that are easy to lose. Unlike a structured planner or guided journal, it does not impose categories, prompts, or a formal productivity method. Its value comes from simplicity, because users can open it and immediately record whatever needs to be remembered. For older adults in particular, that simplicity matters. The book does not ask the user to learn a new system, only to capture information while it is still fresh. In that sense, it functions less like an instructional workbook and more like a practical memory support tool, disguised as a novelty notebook. The format also makes it flexible enough for use at home, in a bag, or on a desk. Secondly, humor is the main selling point, not just the notebook format. What separates this notebook from a standard line journal is its comedic framing. The title itself turns forgetfulness into a joke, and the product is clearly meant to make users and gift recipients laugh at a familiar aspect of aging rather than feel judged by it. That tone is important because it changes how the notebook is received. Instead of appearing clinical or corrective, it feels playful and socially shared. The humor also broadens its appeal as a gift, since it can be given in a spirit of teasing affection to parents, grandparents, friends, or coworkers. In a category crowded with plain journals, the joke gives the product identity and makes it memorable on sight. The humor is not deep literary satire. It is practical gift humor built around a common, everyday complaint. That makes the notebook especially suitable for occasions where people want something light, inexpensive, and useful at the same time. Thirdly, a gift item aimed at seniors, retirees, and forgetful adults. The audience positioning is one of the book's most distinctive features. It is clearly marketed toward seniors and older adults, especially those in the 50, 60, and 70 plus age range. But the wording also keeps it broad enough for anyone who jokes about being forgetful. That makes it suitable for retirement gifts, birthday gifts, and casual novelty presents for family members or coworkers. The listing language suggests a socially flexible product. It can be read as a joke between close relatives, a humorous retirement present, or a useful desk notebook for someone who likes practical stationery. This wide targeting is typical of novelty journals, but here, the memory-related theme gives the gift a clear reason for existing. The book is not trying to be universal. It is specifically aimed at people whose daily lives involve more note-taking, reminder writing, and organizing around forgetfulness. That focus gives it a sharper identity than generic joke notebooks. Fourthly, low-content publishing with a practical novelty purpose from a publishing perspective. This book sits in the low-content or blank notebook category, but its commercial logic is stronger than that label suggests. Low-content books often rely on format alone, yet this title adds a clear use case and a defined emotional angle. The lined pages provide utility, while the humorous cover message creates the novelty value that makes it giftable. That combination is important because it helps explain why books of this type sell. Buyers are not simply purchasing paper. They're purchasing a small social object that can express affection, sarcasm, or shared experience. Compared with a generic journal, this one has a purpose attached to its design, which makes it easier to justify as a present. Compared with a joke card, it has continuing use after the gift moment. This balance between utility and novelty is the real mechanism behind the book's appeal and places it squarely in the practical gag gift niche. Lastly, its value depends on everyday use rather than long-form reading. This is not a book meant to be read from start to finish, and that matters when evaluating its purpose. Its usefulness comes from repeated small acts of writing, not from sustained narrative or argument. But, in practice, the book encourages a behavioral habit: noticing something important, writing it down immediately, and returning to the page later when needed. That makes it more of a personal support object than a conventional reading experience. For users who are already inclined to use sticky notes, scraps of paper, or digital reminders, the notebook offers a single consolidated place to keep things. Its effectiveness, therefore, depends on routine rather than explanation. The humor may help motivate that routine by making the act of note-taking feel less tedious and more amusing. As a result, the book functions best when the user treats it as a fast-access record book for daily life rather than as a decorative journal or collectible novelty item. In conclusion, crap, I'll forget. Unless I write it down, will appeal most to readers and gift buyers who want a light, usable notebook rather than a conventional book. It is especially suitable for seniors, retirees, forgetful adults, and anyone shopping for a humorous present for a parent, grandparent, friend, or coworker. Its main benefit is practical. It gives users a dedicated place to capture reminders, lists, and passing thoughts before they disappear. Its secondary benefit is social, because the title frames forgetfulness with self-aware humor instead of embarrassment. That makes it easier to give as a gift and easier to use as an everyday object. Compared with similar novelty journals, it stands out by tying its joke directly to a clear function. Many gag gifts are funny but disposable. This one can still be used regularly. Many notebooks are practical but forgettable. This one has a memorable identity. For buyers in the humor plus utility niche, that combination is the book's strongest differentiator. If you would like to support MD Sabuj, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.